Welcome to the Weekly Hijack.
Hello, Tim.
Hi there.
And all you peoples.
Doctor Who, we have not seen you since last Christmas.
So we had to hijack you.
Well, different than
the episode itself.
They said the hijack, and we're like, oh, that's kind of prophetic.
But no one's taking my brain as far as they know.
No.
Or my body, I guess they don't take my brain.
Which is good. Actually, considering this is the most recent episode since the last Christmas special, it did seem fitting how much they refer to it. Because, like, I remember that brain thing was in the last one, and of course, and we had that bald guy. I watched last year's special with my family a few weeks ago,
okay.
So that's why I was a little more fresh in my mind.
Okay. Well, the brain things were in it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was in the restaurant spaceship thing that they were at,
because
with all the like evil people.
They're obviously setting it up because they have a unit person at the end of this.
Oh, that's true.
So it's going to be an ongoing thing, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, this is the return of Dr. Mysterio.
Yes.
I don't think we had introduced it officially.
I guess not. And this was a superhero themed episode.
This was a lot of fun.
It was. Well, I remember thinking this too about the last year's Christmas special, that it felt almost like a Matt Smith episode. And this one had some of those same vibes. Like,
yeah.
Just zaniness.
I've said it almost every time we talk about Christmas special, but Stephen Moffat knows how to write fun Christmas specials.
It's true.
Because they were a little rough with Russell T. Davies. Not rough, but they were just overblown. I don't know. Like Christmas tree spinning and stuff. It got a little old. And Moffat just like, oh, it's winter and we'll throw Christmas in somewhere and then we'll have fun.
Russell T. Davies could do some lighthearted, but Moffat just—he does lighthearted really well. I think.
And the playing on the superhero trope, which is so great now that we have all these CW shows and everything, the superhero thing just great.
It was fun. I was thinking about, because I knew this episode was going to have that theme to it because promos and stuff, and I was like, that's a really interesting theme for a British show. And then I kind of like that they said it in New York, which is like where half the superheroes.
I love it right at the beginning where Doctor Who's like, oh, look, what do you see? Do you see anything here? See, Clark Kent is Superman. I even wrote some glasses there. And they're like, yeah. You're going to play the alien.
You know, it's funny. This doctor is he's either more forgetful or he doesn't have a grasp of human stuff nearly as well as previous ones.
Yeah.
Like if that had been David Tennant, I remember David Tennant like being like, oh, way too. They were talking about Harry Potter, and the last one made him cry or whatever. but everyone should know who Clark Kent is.
Yeah.
And obviously the doctor should.
Yeah.
But as much as he knows human culture, but somehow this one slipped past him. or he completely forgot it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He just seems to have different memories sometimes.
Yeah.
The rest of them.
And loses track of time very easily. But, okay,
we're all over the place here.
Yeah. Well, this episode is all over the place.
We're just giddy for having new Doctor Who.
It's been too long. Where do you want to start with this?
I don't know. Let's just talk about the superhero aspect. You know, it is kind of a overblown Superman sort of thing. And with a deep, you know, you've got the traditional deep voice when you're talking. And, you know, him trying to reveal himself to her.
The dinner scene?
Yeah.
That was priceless. I know they definitely gave him all the Superman like tricks of the trade and then some. He had some sort of pyro thing apparently.
Yeah,
it's like
he did fingers and he could crack windows, and
you can tell they weren't worried about trying to balance him out with like any other superheroes around. It was like
no, he just did.
Yeah, he's got it all.
And Lucy's very, you know, she's like knows all. Okay, I'm jumping all over the place, but Lucy interrogating the doctor with that
the squeak toy,
the squeak toy.
That was the most bizarre, but funny scene I'd seen in a while.
Part of me's like, what's going on? The other part of me's like, this is genius.
where do you even come up with that kind of idea?
And I love, he's like, well, you're obviously not done with most people because the dorm are just tune you out. And then they're having the whole discussion. It's like, some things are just too stupid to try to explain because they're there, you know.
So did we ever, you mentioned at some point during the episode, we didn't seem to get a resolution of the time.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Paradox, whatever he was trying to make at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that was all
about. I don't know whether – I thought it was going to be set up for something at the end, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it was just a throwaway thing to meet – you know, it could have just been one of those
– Yeah.
Timey-wimey things just there. You know, sometimes they'll have, like, just bits and pieces of other adventures.
That's true. And it just occurred to me that, like, the Christmas tie-in was really only at the very beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
It didn't tie in afterwards, which – works in a way because we're watching this way after Christmas.
Yeah, this was only lightly Christmas.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's fine. Yeah. They've done
I mean, before. No dream crabs or anything.
But fun characters all around. Fun. I'll be curious in like 10 years if the Pokemon reference still means. At the end of 2000, or yeah, beginning of 2017, that was a great reference.
Yeah. I think it was fun where Doctor like says thank you. He's like, "What are you saying thank you for? There's someone worse at this than me." You know, you know him playing the whole. You know, he's basically a superhero. He's like, and not, "Is this not a true comic booky?" That's not a question you should ask me.
Yeah. And coming right off of his saying goodbye to River, basically.
Yeah, which you know, it was funny. They play that very you know because Christmas specials are one of those places they sometimes will pull out kind of the character of the Doctor a little bit.
Hmm.
And they play it very softly this time. I think, you know, there's more of a romp. And then by then, you're like, oh, yeah, the River Song thing. Because I hadn't recently rewatched it mm-hmm. like you had. But yeah, 24 years, I guess. Was he that long how they were long on that planet?
I was trying to, I thought it was like 30-some, but I guess it must maybe it was 24 or something.
Or
like
Earth
that.
Years.
Earth years, yeah, something like that. I remember they could only be there for the night, but the night there was like...
Very long.
Several years, yeah.
Yeah. Any other, we have lots of people here watching with us. Anyone else want to comment on things they liked?
Speak up, yell.
We have Natasha and Brianna and Zach and the parental units here. I think
the
they enjoyed it.
I love the humor. Surprisingly.
Zach doesn't have any, it was such a fun episode. Zach can't really even bring himself to complain about it.
I mean, there wasn't a lot to it. It was just fun.
Yeah.
And, like, there's constantly joke. And one, they always show, we watch commercials, there's a lot of the behind the scenes. People are saying, like, as long as it kept exactly the words what Moffat had, and it really was. I mean, it just flowed almost effortlessly. Lots of, you were just eating, I was just eating it up.
It was funny, too, when in that interview thing, because I had wondered if they had actually gotten American answers or actors or if they're all British. And
yeah.
At least Lucy was British in her interview. And then, like, and after they saw that, then I was listening really closely to her American accents. Like, oh, I think I heard something slip through there. That sounded a little off. So it's, for as much as we like to impersonate British accents, it's quite fun to hear them try to go the other way.
Yeah.
So.
Like, derailed train here. But, like, what's his name's English, American accent in Doctor Strange? It's very interesting.
Benedict Cumberbatch? Yeah. 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 A lot of times you just didn't think about it, but first, like, I'm not buying this Sherlock.
You but, just hear him so often, that Sherlock.
But, I mean, you wouldn't want to cast anyone else in that.
No,
I mean, he was perfect.
He was
perfect for it. But, yeah. That was very derailed. But, yeah, I don't know that there's a whole lot of
I had to say, what's the sidekick's name?
Oh, I don't remember. But he was fun. I was
he was just great.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to be in at least some of next season.
And I was glad. I'm glad you brought him up. Because I was glad that he wasn't just like in the River Song episode, he was almost like a Tweedledee, Tweedledum sort of like incompetence. Here he especially toward the end of the episode, you could tell he had – you know, there was a reason the Doctor brought him along.
Yeah, and that – yeah, and that was nice in that he had a – he's still a complete goofball, but he's trying to take care of the Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got more smart about him than his oddballness comes across sometimes.
I ruled justly, wisely but fairly. Yeah, he was in Constantinople for a while. You know, I love that. Who can do just random throwaway scenes like that? Like he just, you know, just there for no good reason, because
one of the few shows that can do it. And, you know, I'll be curious to see. I'm really looking forward to when I think this show will be coming back in a few months here. I'd like to see the inside of the TARDIS again and see if, it may just be my imagination, but I thought I saw a little bit more color this time.
No,
I could be wrong.
But they always kind of tweak it between seasons.
Yeah, a little bit. So, I mean, I could see that, especially since he doesn't feel quite as, and maybe again, just these episodes.
Yeah.
But, like, beginning Peter Capaldi, you know, everything was much more desaturated. He was much gruffer and stuff. Now that we've had these much more lighthearted stuff, I'll be curious to see if they're kind of lightening up
his
next run with him.
Even last season was much more – he was more loose than he was. That first season, he was very gruff, very angry, very, and then he's slowly kind of become the more.
Yeah,
he's still grumpy, but he's like fun grumpy as opposed to like angry grumpy.
Yeah, a little bit more. I think he's still his own doctor. He's not trying too much to be like some of the previous.
No, he's not manic.
But I think they've hit a good balance with him. I'll be curious. This next season is supposed to be Moffat's last.
No, it'll be interesting because then the Broadchurch guy takes over.
Oh, is that who's going
to be? Yeah, the guy who's in, which is weird. Broadchurch is absurdly good but depressing.
Yeah. Well, it will be an interesting new variation on the show, probably.
A show that can be anything. I mean, it's one of the few shows. There was someone, I can't even remember that. I'm like, you can only say that on Doctor Who. Something about the universe and something. I don't know. It was funny.
Yep. But, so, all right. Great. Well, I'm glad we could do this, hijack this fun episode.
Again, even though it's late.
One last chance from the Peanut Gallery. Yeah, everyone's dead.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Listen to our other main podcast, Drill Trains of Thought, on iTunes and blogs and Stitcher.
And via, available at derailtrainsofthought.blogspot.com.
I guess that's it.
And that is all for us. That's all we got.
So
until next time, this is Tim.
This is Nick.
Bye.